All right, and welcome to July 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1945. First atom bomb successfully tested. According to ushistory.org, early in 1939, the world scientific community discovered that German physicists had learned the secrets of splitting a uranium atom. Fears soon spread over the possibility of Nazi scientists utilizing that energy to produce a bomb capable of unspeakable destruction. Albert Einstein penned a letter to President Roosevelt urging the development of an atomic research program later that year. Roosevelt initially saw neither the necessity nor the utility for such a project, but agreed to proceed slowly. In late 1941, the American effort to design and build an atomic bomb received its code name, the Manhattan Project. It was such a big secret, even Vice President Harry Truman didn't know about it until he became President Truman. On July 16th, right before dawn, the Manhattan Project was tested on a 100-foot tower, which vaporized upon detonation. A blinding flash visible for 200 miles lit up the morning sky. A mushroom cloud reached 40,000 feet, blowing out windows of civilian homes up to 100 miles away. When the cloud returned to Earth, it created a half-mile-wide crater, metamorphosing sand into glass. A bogus cover-up story was quickly released explaining that a huge ammunition dump had just exploded in the desert. Soon word reached President Truman that the project was successful. The world entered the nuclear age. In Civil War news, 1861. The first major land battle of the armies in Virginia. On July 16, 1861, the untried Union Army under Brigadier General Irvin McDowell marched from Washington against the Confederate Army, which was drawn up behind Bull Run beyond Centerville. On the 21st, McDowell crossed at Sudley Ford and attacked the Confederate left flank on Matthew Hill. Fighting raged throughout the day as the Confederate forces were driven back to Henry Hill. Later in the afternoon, Confederate reinforcements extended and broke the Union right flank. The Federal retreat rapidly deteriorated into a rout. Thomas J. Jackson earned the nickname Stonewall that day, and by July 22nd, the shattered Union Army reached the safety of Washington. And moving on to literary news, 1951. Catcher in the Rye is published. J.D. Salinger's book about a confused 17-year-old kid wandering around Manhattan trying to get drunk and lucky with a lady was loved, admired, hated, and banned pretty much the day it was released. Holden Caulfield, trying to understand a world of phonies and figure out the meaning of life, gets expelled from school, picks up a prostitute, borrows money from his little sister to buy alcohol, and the story kind of goes nowhere, just like the main character's life, which is kind of the point. 1907, happy birthday Orville Redenbacher, and we still love his popcorn to this day. 1988, happy anniversary Michael J. Fox and Tracy Paulin. The two met on the set of Family Ties during the 80s, and they're still together after all these years with four children. And finally, 2012, happy divorcery actor-comedian Russell Brand and pop star Katy Perry due to irreconcilable differences a year after their fairy tale wedding in India. And that's it for July 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.